HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo LaunchCut.
And good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. I was waiting for the other opener, which doesn't have on this show. And because this is the third Wednesday of the month, we have Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the holidays and the season and its traditions. And we're just going to, we're going to talk about, I guess, a few things that are happening this month. Of course, Nancy is our in-house astrologer that we sort of don't really necessarily talk too much about astrology, but our first show in the new year, which is not going to be the first week, it is going to be the second week, which is, what do we say, the 11th?
Yes, January 11th.
11th is going to be on the six-month, now I said it perfectly to Cassandra,
forecast.
Astrology forecast, yes, the forecast of the just different planets. And the one great thing that we're coming into for the new year is
there's no retrograde this year.
How awesome is that? So that means we have like full steam ahead for making our New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And that's a really positive thing because the last planet comes out of retrograde on the 25th, which is Jupiter.
Correct.
And so from the 25th on, I don't know what time on the 25th, but it doesn't matter because from the 25th on.
Yeah, we're clear into the new year.
Into the new year.
So no retrogrades this year. It's been a while, I think, since we've had a no retrograde new year.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, the last couple, there's been like lots of retrogrades into the new years, creating a lot of internal work that needed to transpire, right? Pulling the energy inward and trying to figure out what to do with it. So this year it is an outward focused New Year's.
Right. So it's a good one to make your plans and to really look at your goals and to set something up for the beginning of the year, which is always, you know, a very beneficial thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start mine on the 25th.
Just after Jupiter goes direct.
Exactly. To give that extra boost.
Yes.
But we're going to be taking calls. And so you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on the instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio and just send us a message. But we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, how to be ready for this holiday season and, you know, moving into the new year because she won't be back until we're already in the new year. And when we come back, we'll be looking at the forecast. So.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions, you want to know what's going on between now and making your New Year's resolutions, this would probably be a good time to give us a call. All right, so let's look at, I mean, there's the two probably most known to us, which would be Christmas and Hanukkah.
Correct.
However, there's a whole other, but
oh,
you know,
there's all kinds. Yeah.
I know lots of people that, even if they are, I actually got a gift today, yesterday from my one little boy that is Muslim. I mean, there are a lot of different traditions that will still celebrate
other people's traditions.
Other people's traditions, whether they call it Christmas, which they probably don't. But, you know, a lot of people like the idea of having a Christmas tree, like the idea of having, you know, Christmas lights. Again, they may not call them that. The outdoor lights that they put up and just because it's festive. There's an energy to it.
There is. It's nice, especially like when we start approaching these darker days where there's less daylight. You know, to drive down the street and see all those pretty little sparkly lights, it does kind of inspire you on some level.
It does.
Right? It illuminates you on some level. So that in itself is a bit of a pleasure. I am not one to put out Christmas lights.
No.
Or holiday lights or whatever you want to call them. No, too much work.
Nice. Well, you should be like some of the other people that just put them up and just turn them on.
Yes, I appreciate everybody else's. So thank you, everyone who hangs up lights, because I do appreciate them.
Which leads us to the other thing, which, of course, we're still talking about the holidays and the season, but we are moving into the shortest day of the year, which is tomorrow.
Correct. And solstice is actually an introspective time. Okay. So because of, you know, it's not about projecting yourself outward. It's a really internalized time of year, because what you're doing, it's probably better to plan your year ahead over the solstice itself. Mm. So it's a great time to process what you've experienced and what you would like to create. So, nice. And just do it on an internal level, like with your thought process and, you know, do some journaling, that kind of thing, so that you can, by the time New Year's comes around and you're ready to make that resolution, you're really in alignment with what you're feeling on an internal level, instead of trying to create something that's completely unrealistic.
Yeah. Well, New Year's resolutions, you know, for a lot of people, it's just, paperwork.
Yes.
They write them down and then they forget them because we tend to sabotage ourselves.
That's why I'm a little bit different. I don't take, you know, January the 1st. Yes, it's a new calendar year. Okay. But I actually take my birthday as my own personal New Year. Around your birthday, you should be doing the exact same thing, you know, reflecting on what has transpired and planning for the next year to come. And that's how you personalize your own New Year's. Looking at the calendar year, it does shift the vibration, mm-hmm. right? If you're into numerology, we're going from a 4-year into a 5-year. Personally, I don't like the number 5 very much.
No.
It means it's a change energy. It's a transformation energy.
Right.
So I much prefer the 4-year. However, when I did my birthday reading a couple of weeks ago, because every year I give myself a reading for my birthday and I do my own forecast for the year, 2012's looking good for me. It's like, yay, finally. A little bit of ease coming in there. So
you don't have a problem doing your own readings?
No. No, I have no idea what I'm getting.
Right.
Until the experience actually transpires. Okay. But I write down the vibrations of the energies that I'm working with. So I'll know I'll have more energy, you know, during this time period than that time period. Or there's going to be lots of opportunities around, you know, a specific month or a specific vibration. So I keep in check with it, so that when that opportunity energy arises, I'm like, okay, going to keep my eyes open for opportunities. There's times where I don't look at it at all.
Right.
And I do more of a reflective process. So I go back to, okay, what's just transpired? And then I fit it into how my life has altered a bit.
Right.
With that vibration. Right. So it's not always I consciously do it for a projection, because sometimes it's used for reflection as well, depending on where I'm at within a cycle.
Right.
So, yeah. But, you know, also a great time to get, with 2012 coming, a lot of people like to get the yearly forecast done.
Right.
So, you know, what does 2012 bring for me? Because they're in that place of, okay, if you didn't like your year that had just transpired, you're in this place of, I'm ready to let that go and experience something completely different. And that's what the new number brings us.
Right.
Right? It allows us to shift our mentality from, let me try something new this year. It's a sense of hope and inspiration that it can give to you. So if it works for the masses, yeah, tap into the calendar change. Mm-hmm. Okay. But don't forget, you also have your own personal New Year that transpires on your birthday.
Right. And that's, you know, that's really good point. Probably the people that benefit from that the most are the ones that are, you know, in the summer. So it's kind of the halfway point.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for both of us, yours before, mine just after.
Yes.
You know, it's they're pretty close by. A lot happens between, you know, my New Year and then my birthday. But,
right. And the same with me. Not a lot happens between my birthday and the New Year, right? So I'm kind of riding both waves at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually what happens. Well, that's what happens for us.
Yes.
On the cuspers or close to the month before, the month after. Yeah.
Yep. So according to my ephemera, solstice is actually at on the 22nd. And we did the time transfer to the Eastern Standard Time. So it is just after midnight.
Right.
On the 22nd.
So tonight.
Just after midnight tonight.
Tonight, yeah. And so for those on the
31 a.m.
So those on the Pacific Coast, it will be 3 hours later. So, yes.
Right.
So 3 a.m. 3 a.m.
Yes. Correct.
Yes. Perfect.
3:30
a.m. Okay. Yes. So. Which we do have them listening. So yeah, it is interesting. I mean, I've been very interested in like sunrises and sunsets this year. Don't ask me why, because I have no idea. But I noticed that the morning still will get darker, and they will get darker until almost, I think it's the 31st or the 30th, and then it hits that point, and then it's at that point for quite a while. But what's happening now, and has already happened, is that the afternoons are starting to get longer. But yes. It is still the shortest day. It's like, in our hemisphere anyway, where we are in Toronto, it's like 8 hours and 55 minutes of sunlight.
Yeah, I find it starts getting dark just before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, and that in itself, great time of year to take vitamin D.
Okay? Right.
I'm not prescribing anything, just mentioning that we're not getting enough sunlight right now. So if you find that you're tired, okay, aside from the chaos and the exhaustion of
this time
all the running around with the holidays, you know, boost your energy levels with some vitamin D. I actually started taking vitamin D myself 2 weeks ago. Huge difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I've noticed for myself. So yeah, this time of year, it's I find it hard getting out of bed in the morning. This 2 weeks where we don't have a lot of daylight, I find I'm sleeping in every day. So it's, you know, typically I get up at 6:37 in the morning. I'm having a hard time getting up at 8.
How does that bear for your son getting to school?
Not very good, because he doesn't like to be late. He likes to be dropped off at school an hour before school starts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. He prefers to do his socializing in the morning, and a lot of his friends have to take their siblings to the younger school that's right beside them.
Right.
That starts at 8 in the morning.
Right.
So his friends are already there at 8.
Wow.
So, and then as soon as the bell goes in the afternoon, he's like flying through the doors and hopping in the car and, okay, I'm ready to go home.
Right.
So he doesn't do any after-school socializing.
I find with the holiday season that, you know, one of the biggest problems is around expectations.
Yes.
And we have a lot of disappointment and a lot of stuff around that seems to impact our energy. But I think this year it's really the weather that's been kind of strange. I think a lot of people, you know, it's just been so different from most years. We do have our first caller. We're probably going to go to break in a couple minutes, so we may be able to start this. Do you want
sure.
to start? Okay. It's Rebecca from Michigan, and she just wants to know what's going to be happening possibly over this year. Are you there, Rebecca?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, okay. How are you guys?
Good.
And you?
Good, I'm fine. You know, as we get closer to the new year, I'm sitting trying to, you know, I'm trying to clear a path. I'm trying to just kind of let negativity stay in the previous year and kind of make a fresh start going into the new year.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that.
Okay. I'm just looking at what Nancy's already pulled, which makes me want to ask you a little bit about relationship. What's going on with relationships in your life?
Nothing.
When last one break up? Because there's disappointment around relationships.
Yeah. I've not had very good luck in that department.
Okay. When was the last one? When was the last one that you thought was significant?
3 years.
Three? 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 or 4 years.
Did it last that long, or?
Yeah. I've known him since college. But our relationship lasted about 2 years.
Okay. All right. You're going to stay on the line, Rebecca, and we're going to go to our first break.
Okay.
If you want a reading, Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on the instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. I'm from IntuitiveSoul.com. And we are talking about the holiday season and what's going on. We are also talking with Rebecca. Why don't you go ahead, Nancy?
Okay. Rebecca, you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So basically from what you've shared is that you're coming out of a heavier time, correct? Or a hard time?
You know, it's been up and down. You know, it's been up and down. But I've been told that I have some blockages, and I'm trying to figure out how to remove them before I go into the new year. You know, I meditate. I just don't know because, you know, things just this year has been really kind of off.
Okay.
Things
well,
haven't
first,
gone right.
let me say that absolutely everybody has blocks. You're not alone, okay?
That's why we're here. We're here working through blocks. If we didn't have blocks, we wouldn't be on this planet.
Exactly. So we all do have blocks. So don't fret about it. Just allow yourself to move through it at a peaceful state. Yeah. You'll have those epiphany moments when you're ready to receive them.
How old are you, approximately?
35.
35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what I'm getting is you're going into a year of learning to master your emotions. Okay. And it's actually being supported right now based on your age. So this is a year where you have the opportunity to master what it is you desire to feel and work towards implementing that. And in order to do so, you continue, like I would highly suggest continuing with your meditation. It is getting stronger for you. It's allowing you to clear blocks that you didn't even realize you had on some level. So even though you may not be able to consciously say this is the block, you're moving through things regardlessly. So it's also a very reflective time for you. Where you're going to be doing a lot of internal reflection and finding out what it is that you desire to do for yourself. So in terms of relationship, there's opportunities coming in. So if that's something that you do desire to move forward with, there's an opportunity for a relationship. But always remember yourself first. Okay, so what you desire to create. If you find the relationship isn't going in the direction that you desire, then do what you need to do so that you keep aligning with your desires.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I did just meet someone, but I just don't know how honest he is. So
I'm going to tell you, trust your intuition.
Okay. Okay, all right. And so are there any...
Sorry. Number one, when you just meet somebody, have the intention of fun. Don't project too far forward on, is this the guy? Isn't this the guy? Are we going to, you know, is it going to go somewhere? Just have fun. And it's through having fun that you will determine what direction to take the relationship in.
Mm-hmm. We too often want to take it to, you know, the ending instead of enjoying the journey. And the journey is all about growth and growing, even while you're in, you know, the most significant relationships. It's all about growing, and we sort of keep wanting to get arriving at some other destination instead of just enjoying the process.
Yes.
And, you know, if you find out about, I mean, one, trust could be one of your issues. So look at that, and then maybe he doesn't have to reflect that to you. Or, you know, your intuitions could be dead on. And just, you know, just go from an observer mode instead of trying to judge everything. Just sort of observe, see what happens, and enjoy yourself while you're in it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there like something that will help? Do you see any negativity around me?
Well, in North America, everybody has negativity around them. You turn on the news, it's negative. So
I try not to watch the news or any of that because of that reason. I try very careful about what's in my space. But I had spoken with someone, and she recommended some level 3 cleanse or something because she said I've been hexed or something before going into the new year. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did I get hexed?
Well, everybody has their sort of expertise. Individually, we could do something on an individual level, but I, you know, certainly not over the air on a show.
No.
But yeah, I mean,
just wondering if you see that because I don't feel that negativity.
I wouldn't say necessarily you were cursed. I don't necessarily feel that, but I wouldn't know without, you know, discussing a lot of different things with you.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Because like I said, I'm just trying to move forward and go into the new year happy.
Yeah.
And
just keep doing your meditation and things will come up for you. All right?
Okay.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Let us know what happens.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. And our next caller, are you ready for your next call?
I
am in a Beth
second.
From Virginia.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Good.
And you?
Good. I just wanted to see what you saw or hear what you see on the horizon for this new year for me. I'm hoping that my life will make some good changes in career and money and creativity is what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
Okay, well, definitely creativity. So are you looking specifically around the issue of, like, career and money, or?
Fulfillment in my, I just want more fulfillment with making my soul purpose come alive more with, I do some energy work and work with angels, and I want to make a product that deals with affirmations, and so I'm starting the first year on this project, and that's basically what my goals are.
Okay. First thing I get is you need to be more assertive. You need to move forward with it. So there's a part of you that's procrastinating or holding yourself back. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, I do procrastinate some. It's finding the time. I'm pretty busy with a full-time job and a child and marriage and household duties. So finding the time or making the time was one thing I do know I need to do.
Okay. So, and that's the number one big key message is you need to be more assertive, which means you just need to start taking action in order for it to transpire.
Okay.
There's a part of you that's hoping it'll just happen on its own. It won't. Okay. So the only way it will happen is if you take action with it.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean it's easy. Okay. Cause it means you need to move through those self barriers that you're putting up that's making excuses not to do it.
Sabotage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a self sabotage vibration. I know what it's like to have a family and a job and, you know, have this idea and move forward with it. So it all depends on if you really, really want to do it, you will make the time. I'm also seeing for you, the best time for you to do it is after you put your children to bed.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever found, like, that's kind of your, it may be your daytime downtime, but that's when your mind kind of kicks in and starts getting all these ideas. That's when you need to be applying yourself.
Okay.
Okay. So like I'm seeing after 8 o'clock at night and you go till whenever you can go till, because once you start getting your mind going, there's times you can be up till 2 a.m.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause like, And if you can just create a schedule for yourself where you book your time in for you, you know, from 8 to 9, if you need to take an hour of downtime and just kind of watch TV and chillax a little bit, you can do that. Then at 9 o'clock, it's back up and just start getting the wheels in your head turning and see what you can come up with and start moving forward with. Even if it's baby steps, it won't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, there are times when, you know, we just don't have the energy, but
yeah. So honor those times that you don't have
absolutely.
The energy. Yeah. Because if you don't have the energy, then it's not productive. But I'm actually seeing for you, there's an evening time where you've got an hour to 3 hours of extra energy. Mm-hmm. And most of the time you just kind of sit there going, yeah, no, I'm not in the mood. Does that make sense?
Right. Right. Or I'll be cooking food for the next day to get ahead a little bit, but I know I can probably squeeze in an hour and a half each night.
Okay. So then give yourself that hour and a half and do it. Just do it.
Okay.
So, and if you find you're really creative while you're preparing supper, you know, get a digital recorder and record your ideas then.
Okay.
On audio. And then, you know, when you have time later on, listen back to them and take your idea and move forward. Like, I know for me, I get a lot of inspiration in the shower in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you see water
me, do you see me, like, filling up my client base once I start doing this and making the time to put my plans in action? Do you see it getting more lucrative?
It can. You need to believe in it more, number one. It's also a process. So you will find if you have the time and energy, you will attract the clients. On those times of year where you're a little more low in energy, you're very tired, you won't have as many. So it's a very cyclic business. It's a business that comes and goes in cycles.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that is our time. If you want to get a session with Nancy, Ashley is going to be offering half-hour sessions for the new year. And it
$80
for
$80
for
half an hour. And you do have to mention that you heard it on
Sky Radio,
or I will forget.
Because she doesn't do half hours.
No, normally I don't.
Right.
So.
All right, so we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on the instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Life line, and all we on a chain. Don't fight the mailman. God, would you
you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Ruta. I'm on intuitivesoul.com and Nancy is universalsky.com, and we're on the sky. I mean, this is really perfect for you, Nancy. And
it
you
is.
Should have, like, I know. We're doing readings. If you want a reading, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. So, at some point, we were talking about expectations. Why don't we come back to that topic?
Okay.
Because that seems to be the topic that sort of, I think, makes or breaks our holiday season.
Yes. You know, there's a philosophy that goes out there that says expect nothing.
Right.
And it's really, really hard in today's society with media and advertising and all this stuff that goes on. You know, we live in this keeping up with the Joneses type society where we just need more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to show our success. And that's actually, it's interesting because that's in alignment with the sign of Capricorn. So that whole, you know, creating that ladder of success and building or working up that ladder and building towards success. And,
oh, I see. I was thinking,
yeah, that's
how
a Capricorn
is she bringing
vibration.
That into Christmas? Oh, right. Because
yes.
Christmas is in Capricorn.
Correct.
Yeah. Always has been. Always
so
will be.
The New Year's.
Right. I'm with you. I'm like, where is she going with Capricorn? Oh, right.
Because
gotcha.
The sun moves into Capricorn. Just after midnight tonight.
Right.
So we're really working with that vibration to begin with, right? On an ego level, because the sun also represents your spirit and your ego. So we build ourselves to expecting certain things. And it's hard, mm-hmm. right? To have
well, look at when you think of your holiday meal, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever you celebrate, that where you bring everybody together for your family
yes.
meal. I mean, the expectations of that meal. I mean, I heard this awful fight once on the radio where they had they had the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law come on because the daughter-in-law wanted to now. She decided she's only been in the relationship as a wife for like a year or a year mm-hmm. and a half or something. And she's decided she wants to do the Christmas dinner. Well, the mother-in-law was not having anything like it was so far from what she was like, yeah, you're not doing anything. No, you know, you make a great salad. She said, how important is the salad in your traditional holidays meal? Like, is there even salad in a traditional holiday meal? So yeah, exactly. So she was really putting her down and saying like, you can't do anything. But it's like, you know, where's the gift of giving in that? Where's that spirit of generosity when all you're thinking about is yourself?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one thing about the holiday season is it gets us to think about other people. And so we're given, even though it becomes this, you know, stupid game of how much money you can spend and, you know, the bills that come in and, you know, how can we, you know,
the bigger gift, the better.
I know.
Kind of
it's like,
yeah.
I don't know how we got into that other than the media has created this, you know, superficialness.
Frenzy around it.
Yeah.
My personal tradition on Christmas is Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. I go nowhere.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
So if family's having a Christmas dinner, great. Enjoy it. I'm not coming. If it's the day after Boxing Day, okay, yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
My sister has the same philosophy, right? It's a time for your immediate family at home. We do not invite people over. We do not go anywhere.
No.
The only person I invite over is my mother. And I say, you know what? If you want to come over, you're more than welcome. If you don't, that's okay too. But no big expectations. I still cook a dinner for us. Christmas Eve, I'll do a ham. Christmas Day, I'll do a turkey.
Oh, I see.
And then Boxing Day, I
leftovers.
Do.
Leftovers.
No, actually, a Newfie Jigs dinner. Then we have leftovers for the rest
okay,
of the week.
Okay, you gotta tell me what a Newfie's Jig dinner is, because that just sounds...
Do you know what? I actually have to download the recipe every year, because I don't keep it. It's a traditional Newfoundland dinner, which has, like, mashed turnips and salt beef.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, and I'm not big on the salt beef thing, but my husband likes to have it every year, right. So I do it for him.
Because he's from Newfoundland.
And that's kind of like his Christmas gift, right?
There you go.
So you have the cabbage boiling in the pot and the turnip and the, yeah, and peas pudding. And
okay, you lost me at peas pudding. You're done.
And then you just soak it with gravy, I think.
All right, yeah, because everything goes better with gravy.
Again, not for me. That's where I have leftover turkey and ham from the two nights prior.
So for expectations there, but that's good because you're not putting the expectations out of the difficult.
We have no expectation. The only thing I have a hard time is trying to get the gifts that everybody wants.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it was about 3 years ago. It's like you get what you get. Okay, so you can give me your list. You're going to get what you get.
Right.
I try to meet a couple things on the list.
Right.
For me it's, but you know, I'm the type of person, if I need something, I go buy it. I don't wait for a holiday for somebody to buy it for me.
Right. Surrendering is a huge process in this though. Learning how to, you know, let go of things.
Yeah, it is.
Instead of trying to fit everything in this one day or in the period of time, like it's expectations, and they play with us. They're the things that really push us, and that's us trying to control everything.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was a time, you know, when I was younger where there was that big traditional holiday dinner and, you know, it was you have to wear nice clothing and, you know what, it's Christmas, be comfortable. It could still be nice and comfortable, right?
Yeah.
So I've shifted my own perspective around the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's difficult time because I guess it depends where you are in your life.
Yes.
You know, if you're just starting out a family, then you're trying to please everybody and, you know, then you have to sort of come to this compromise between, you know, your spouse's parents and your parents and how to fit that in. And then when the kids get involved, you know, then do you have your own immediate family and then go out? Like it becomes this really, it's just a time where if you let it, it can be extraordinarily stressful.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, the more aware you become of what your own internal desires are, the more you move away from that stress.
Right.
So it's really up to each individual how they process these, you know, quote, stressful times.
Yeah.
Myself, I choose not to focus on that. I'm very laid back on Christmas. It's kind of like, I'm like the little kid that wakes up first thing in the morning just because I want to see my son's expression on his face.
Aww.
When he walks into the living room. I don't put my tree up until Christmas Eve.
Is that right? Nice.
I take my
That's
tree
nice
down
tradition.
On Boxing Day.
Oh, get out.
It's up for 3 days. That's
get
it.
Get out.
I'm serious. And people are like, oh, you bah humbug. You're Scrooge. It's like, no. It just... A tree doesn't belong in my living room. I don't know how else to say it. It's big. It's odd. It takes up all this space. It makes me uncomfortable. It creates a mess. It's dusty. I don't want a tree in my living room.
Do you have an allergy to trees, maybe?
No, I used to love Christmas trees when I was a kid and had an absolutely huge living room. Now I have a little living room. There's no space.
So that's why.
Yeah, but my attachment, like I still have the ornaments from when I was a kid.
Oh.
So those still go on the little tiny tree that I buy now and put up on my little end table beside my sofa and go, Merry Christmas. Okay, it's over. Tree down, put it away. Back in the attic.
I see. So you're not going out in there and chopping your own tree down.
I used to every year.
Right.
But now, no, I don't, no. Poor trees. Think about that. You're cutting down a tree for one day.
Well, most people have it up longer than a day, Nancy.
For 2 weeks, but the whole purpose of the tree is one day.
All right, we're going to go to break now, which is our last break. When we come back, we'll either talk a little bit more about, you know, maybe what we can do to help with our stress, or we'll take another call. But you're talking with Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
The sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. My website is intuitivesoul.com. Nancy's is universalsky.com. And we're talking about the holiday season, expectations, maybe at the very end we'll offer a couple of things we might be able to do to assist ourselves, but, you know, really it is letting go of the expectations. We had an instant feedback from Erin from Arizona. She's wondering about 2012 with regards to her love life. Just wondering if there's a soulmate out there. And, you know, it makes the two of us laugh because we are coming up with a program that's the soulmate bus stop. And the big question being, which is kind of a play on it, which is, you know, did my soulmate get run over by a bus because we're sort of waiting, and nothing's happening. But that will come sometime in 2012 for correct. Absolute sure.
Yes.
And so that will be a fun, teleclass and workshops that we will be doing for everyone. So she's been divorced about 6 years. It's taken her a long time to stop being mad and start to feel hurt. And she's just being honest, which is great. But she wants a companionship with a mentor for her 8-year-old son. Okay. So I'm just going to say, Erin, you have a whole lot of healing still to be done. I'm really happy that you're starting to feel hurt. So you're starting to get into the deeper pain of what's happened. But there's a lot still left that you need to do. You need to forgive him as well as forgive yourself and realize that even though it feels like he's done something to you and your son, you know, he's done something to him. That's his journey. What he's done was for him to grow and to heal. And you just need to work through it on a different level. But, you know, I'm really happy that you're starting to feel again, instead of having all that anger, hiding the pain underneath it. But there's still a lot of healing that you need to do. So, Nancy.
Yeah, and that was the first thing I got to as well, was there still is a lot of healing. In terms of your focus, I'm going to say start going deeper into yourself. I don't know if you're a meditator or if you do any forms of meditation. I'm getting traveling into your unconscious mind at this point in time can actually allow you to do healing at a quicker level. Obviously, you can't force yourself to do it, but it's just close your eyes and think of nothing and just allow yourself to feel what you're feeling in any moment in time. And start strengthening that desire and that to move forward.
I'm just getting that there's still a lot of judgment as to what happened.
Yes.
Like that judgment is holding you back.
Huge. And that's the part that needs to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thought process around it or what transpired or, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting there was an affair or something. Yeah.
Possibly. And there's also this, now I don't have the same financial support network as what you used to have. And so there's more responsibility on you. So, yeah, keep moving forward. Okay.
Absolutely.
We all have to be responsible at some point in time for just ourselves, and we don't necessarily have, you know, a partner to carry that extra weight for us. There is the potential to go into conversations with the opposite sex or men, or, you know, opening up to dating. I'm seeing it more at a conversational level. So it's like if you were to go out on a date, I'm still seeing you shut off your feelings.
Hmm.
Okay. Not allowing you to actually enjoy the experience because you're bringing that judgment in.
Right.
And again, it's a healing process. It's a healing journey.
So you can have a companion, again, because of the family dynamics that you have, you know, you have to be really careful for your son as to
yes.
how he interprets the relationship. And then there's your interpretation of the relationship. So, you know, instead of trying to make it the one, because you wrote companionship, that's a really good word to hold on to whatever comes for you in 2012,
mm-hmm.
to just sort of hold that
companion vibration.
Yes.
That's what is coming in, is
yeah.
a companion, which, you know, and companions can be short term or they can be long term.
Yeah.
There's nothing saying it's he's not necessarily the one, but there's nothing saying he is the one either.
Right.
Okay.
Not at this point, for sure.
Not at this point in time.
Too
and that's
healing.
Based on where you need to heal yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because you would be completely distracted from where you need to be, which is why that's not going to happen for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good luck. Let us know what happens. But yeah, so there's a lot of things that you have to look into, but definitely the healing will be the big thing. And I think, you know, for all of us for this year and moving into the next year, looking at, you know, some of the things that have been holding us back and blocking us. So a lot of inner reflection is always good. And, you know, moving it down to the heart so that it's not such a mental thing, because mentally we get a lot of stuff. Mentally we can go into our unconscious and, you know, sometimes mentally we can find out and discover a lot of things. But if it doesn't come back down into the feeling part, we're you know, it doesn't mean anything. We're not gaining the wisdom. We just have the knowledge.
Yeah. See, and for me, it's a different process, because when I go into my unconscious, I feel everything.
Mm.
Okay. So I don't separate that feeling from thinking. Because going into the unconscious, doing a meditation, I experience the whole thing as if it's a real life event and I can feel it.
Right.
So for me, there's that. But yeah. I know when some people think in terms of going into the unconscious, it's more of a mental process.
Right. And, you know, I think meditation is a great avenue to assist us to prepare for our goals, to also assist us to release the stress of the season.
It helps us release expectations.
Yeah.
Right? Trying to control the dynamic of what's transpiring over the holiday season.
And also, you know, sometimes we just need a little extra help. So that's why we're both available to do private sessions. Nancy's offering a half hour, which, again, be sure to mention that you're a Sky listener, because she doesn't do half hours for anybody, and it's $80. I can also offer the same, a half hour session for $80. So let us know. And, you know, we're both available. We know what it's like to have to go through, you know, our own stuff. And, you know, sometimes we just need a little help. And I think that's, you know, a good place to start. So I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday season. And I hope all of you benefit from Jupiter coming direct and benefit from having no retrograde planets to sort of ease your way into 2012. It's not going to be as scary as everybody says.
No, it's not scary at all.
In fact, for Nancy, apparently it's going to be quite good.
I'm having a good year.
Woohoo!
You can feel it already.
All right. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com and myself, Laurie Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. And may love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Have a great new year.